This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. A scientist in China claims to have altered a gene in the embryos of a set of twins to make the babies resistant to infection from HIV in a move that is disturbing to ethicists, scientists, and others. In nearly every country, the population of older adults is rising. The number of people over 60 will more than double to 2.1 billion. By 2050, according to the United Nations. A recent survey by the American Christmas Tree Association found that 75% of Americans display a Christmas tree, but 80% of them are artificial. Voters in Taiwan, using a referendum for the first time on several issues, overwhelmingly opposed same-sex marriage. Researchers note that rich donors' health-related charitable contributions could reduce federal tax receipts by $4 to $5.7 billion, according to reports by the Joint Committee on Taxation and the Treasury, and also affect state returns. The Wayback Machine has archived more than 339 billion web pages at last count. Library of Congress announced that in 2010 they would preserve every tweet from 2006 going forward. The first hate crime laws in the United States were enacted in 1870 and 71, known as the Enforcement Acts. They were a federal response to the wave of terror and violence unleashed by whites in the South in order to retain racial supremacy. The average value of a payday loan in the U.S. is $375, and the average amount a borrower spends in fees on a payday loan is $520. Among millennial men, 40% identify as socialist or democratic socialist, as do 20% of millennial women. At least 100 cities around the world have established supervised drug consumption sites, while five U.S. cities have announced plans to establish them. No one has died of an overdose at any of these sites to date. General Motors announced that it planned to idle five factories in North America and cut roughly 14,000 jobs in a bid to trim cost. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.